A bloke who I reckon would shape up pretty well at Chinadol.
Oh.
In fact, I reckon he's been there. Might even have his own account. Yeah, just put it on the bill. Steve Anastasio from Chinadol.com.au is Dean Bulldog Richie. Hello, Dino.
Oh, I love Chinadol, Jimmy.
How good is it?
Oh, mind you, I always stop for a Macca's on the way home. Just to ensure the tummy's full.
Hey, Dino, do we find you in the River City at the moment?
No, not this weekend, Jimmy. I'm up there for Origin, but I had a couple of commitments in Sydney this weekend, so I have obviously been glued to the television set watching most of the games. I think, personally, it's been a wonderful success so far. I'm not there, so I can't give you a feel of the town, but certainly speaking to people up there, fellow journos, they've said it's a wonderful atmosphere, a wonderful environment. Footy's been good.
Yes.
Crowds have been good. And I can tell you, guys, that there are discussions, albeit very, very preliminary, that maybe down the track they might even consider taking this overseas. I'm hearing New Zealand.
Yep.
Or at a push, you know, Asia or America, that would be a long way off, you would imagine. But I think the success that happened this weekend is buoyant, and they are going to start to think big picture here.
I tell you who would love it. Japanese. I reckon Tokyo, with the infrastructure they've got as well.
Love their rugby league over there.
And, well, I'm just trying to get Bulldog a trip here.
Well, hang on, he didn't go to Brisbane.
Stick with me, Bulldog. I want to ask you about Origin, mate. Look, it's obviously going to start being the main topic for discussion, but just on what we've seen, how can Freddie pick these blokes from Penrith?
Yeah, well, you'd think Maloney is just about gone. I still get a hunch, though, guys, that they will stick with Nathan Cleary. As I've said on this show before, they've invested in him. But certainly on form, you wouldn't pick them. I guess the key question here, though, guys, is the centre position, what he will do. Jimmy Roberts is not even playing NRL at the moment, so it would be very difficult to pick him at the moment. No Joey Leilua, no Jack Bird. So that leaves us with a dilemma. Does he stick with Roberts? Or the other contenders, in my eyes, would be Josh Morris, who is getting toward the end of his career, but we know what we would get out of Josh at Origin level.
He played well on Friday night.
He did, yeah, he did, Jimmy. There's Josh Dugan, Jesse Ramian, Jack Whiten, although his move to 5'8 this year would probably preclude him from being considered a centre. Maybe a Clint Gutherson. So, look, there's not a whole lot of options there for Freddie in terms of form and experience, other than maybe Josh Morris, which some would be surprised at. But as you say, guys, he's in good form. He's solid. He's great defensively. And you know exactly what you're going to get out of him at Origin level. He wouldn't be overawed.
Bulldog, wasn't the whole... I mean, we obviously had Laurie Daly coaching the team, and there was that big question mark, oh, well, he's picking players that aren't in form. And then Brad comes in, players that are in form, play for New South Wales last year, we do well. I thought that was the new philosophy. We were getting away from that, oh, well, we're going to pick him because we've invested him in and we know he's good, but he's not in form at the moment, and we're going to pick players in form.
Well, Dave, Freddie had a dream run last year in that he had no baggage. He had no attraction to loyalty because he hadn't coached at that level previously. Now, of course, Freddie's got the dilemma that so many coaches previously have had, where we try to find that nice middle ground where, yes, you are loyal, and yes, you still pick on form.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult one to juggle. Look, those blokes went out there last year, those 17 blokes, and busted their backsides for Freddie. And there's no doubt he will feel some form of loyalty toward them. But look, it's a real juggling act, Dave. I don't think we can quantify it in one sentence.
No.
But look, it really will test Freddie out this year to see what he does. I mean, we win and we make changes. Queensland is straight on our back saying, oh, here you go again, making changes to a winning side. So, look, he'll stick solid to many of them, but there's just some blokes there on form that you just simply can't pick.
Whoever fills that number 7 jersey, because I don't think there's any doubt that Nathan Cleary is not playing as well as some of the other candidates, but incumbency is its own thing. And like Dino's alluded to, you do have a sense of loyalty to those players who've gone before. Just
there's also that wing spot too, Jimmy. I mean, obviously Tommy Trbojevic isn't there. You'd think that Blake Ferguson would be a favourite, but there's Nick Kotrick. The young Campbell Graham would be considered. Josh Mansell, but maybe even a guy like Daniel Tupou. His form has been brilliant this year.
Yes.
He's played at Origin level before.
Yes.
So a bit like Josh Morris, some may suggest you're sort of going back in time, but if he's done the job and he's in form, why not?
He's in his prime, Daniel Tupou, in his prime. Speaking of guys in his prime, Latrell Mitchell, what are you hearing around that? I'm hearing that the South Sydney Rabbitohs are doing their best to get involved there. And from what I understand, Greg Inglis has been making contact with Latrell Mitchell repeatedly about and talking about the benefits of the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt there's interest. You speak to South, Jimmy, and they will deny it cold. They can't officially approach him till November the 1st anyway, so any official approaches would be deemed illegal by the NRL. I can tell you that Latrell is unsettled. Not so much unsettled at the Roosters. He loves the Roosters, but he doesn't like the limelight, the spotlight. And he's also got this situation with his manager, which is Steve Deacon. But
yes.
I think you'll find that there will be a split there, albeit it hasn't officially happened yet. So there's about four or five managers queuing up to sign Latrell. So that is playing on his mind as well. Clearly, based on what we saw last week, not affecting his football too much, given we saw a 10 out of 10 performance, but certainly off the field. He's just a bit unsettled, but he's got a long way to go still. Look, he's not off contract till the end of next year, but come November the 1st, you'd think that a lot of clubs will queue up for him. The question is, though, how much would you pay for a centre? Would he be a $1 million a year centre that you could build your club around?
In my mind, he is. In my mind, you could pay him $1 million. The interesting part about that, Dino, I don't know whether you've heard anything around this. What's Cooper Cronk going to do?
No decision yet, Jimmy. I think he is more than likely going to head into retirement, but as Cooper did last year, he keeps things pretty close to his chest. We knew that in grand final week. But look, his form's good. You know, he's still contributing heavily to what the Roosters are doing.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult one because they need to know about Cronk before they can throw some big money at Latrell. Latrell's contract at the moment is incrementally increasing, but the actual deal is on, you know, this year isn't huge, considering what he could be getting on the open market.
Yeah, I
he's worth it though with the goal kicking, and you have to think too with Latrell and with Cooper. Would Cooper go into a coaching role? I know he's got the media aspirations with Fox and whatnot, but I mean you have a look at that grand final and in recent times he's been on the bench with the headgear on, headset.
Yeah.
He could go into a coaching role easy.
I think quite comfortably. Hey Dino, any changes for today?
Yeah, not a whole lot on the sheet, Jimmy, today. Roosters Raiders, that's the 2 o'clock game in Brisbane. No late changes for the Roosters. Lachlan Lamb, Josh Cullen, they were cut from that 21-man squad yesterday afternoon. No Leilua for the Raiders. John Bateman, ice socket, also out for 6 to 8 weeks. Young Hudson Young will be the replacement there for Canberra.
Yes.
And another big one up there this afternoon, 4 o'clock, it's South Sydney versus the Cowboys. The Bunnies should be 1-17. The last 5 weeks, Wayne Bennett has swapped Junior Totola and George Burgess before kickoff. George, you would imagine, would start from the bench yet again this afternoon. Cohen Hess in to replace Josh Maguire for the Cowboys. And Kyle Felt, too, had a bad groin injury. He's back for this game. That's his first starting match for this season.
Good on you, mate. We'll speak again next week, Dino.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Dave.